Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to Meet Me on Main Street. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about one of Disney's most iconic, nostalgic, and most spooky rides, the Twilight Zone's Tower of Terror. Today is April 14th, 2025, and this is episode one of Meet Me on Main Street podcast. Let's do it. All right. First of all, guys, I would just like to introduce myself. My name is Joey, and just like you, I'm sure, I am a guy who loves Disney. Meet me on Main Street. We'll be putting out an episode every Monday, and I plan on covering things like tips and tricks at the parks, food reviews, vacation prepping, the latest Disney news, trip recaps, and maybe even some history of the most iconic rides in Disney. I am also a travel agent. I work for 407 and beyond, and although I could really help you guys get anywhere in the world, I specifically specialize in Disney. So, if you need some Disney expertise, or maybe you just want to be confident in knowing that you're getting the best possible price for your trip, don't hesitate to reach out. I'll leave some of my contacts in the show notes, and I will touch base on that more at the end of this episode. Now, with all that being said, let's jump into some Disney news. As some of you may have heard, the Guardians of the Galaxy, the Cosmic Rewind, this popular Marvel attraction has now switched from the virtual queue over to a traditional standby line, which what we've been hearing has been leading up to wait times up to 3.5 hours. It's kind of scary, isn't it? As of March 1st, the average wait time has been 103 minutes. Many people are suggesting that visiting during the early access periods or at sunset is the best time to avoid all of these peak times. But we all know Guardians of the Galaxy is the best ride in Disney World. At least that's what I think. And I will wait. I will wait for that ride. I am actually going to visit there in May, May 14th, to be exact. And I'm probably end up going to get in the Lightning Lane, which is fine. I will pay up for that ride. But it'll be the first time my brother ever rode the ride. And it's something I really need to experience with him. But moving on, the baby giraffe at Animal Kingdom. Disney's Animal Kingdom has welcomed Tucker, a 6-foot male giraffe born on February 13th. Tucker recently debuted at the Kilimanjaro Safari Savannah, joining his mother, grandmother, and other giraffes. This birth highlights Disney's commitment to the animal conservation. I'm also very much looking forward to that as well. Obviously, Kilimanjaro is one of the best rides in Animal Kingdom, and I plan on maybe rope dropping that this time when I go down. It seems like the animals are more active early in the morning, so I'm going to go see if I could go take a look at Tucker. Moving on, the River Country's potential revival. Disney's first ever water park, the River Country, it closed, I think it was back in 2005. And it has remained abandoned all of this time. Recent promotional videos hint at a possible revival, with plans for a nature-themed resort. Disney's Lakeshore Lodge, set to open in 2027, and this development suggests a return to the park's legacy. Now that could be cool. A lot of people, I think, will be really into the theme of that resort, and I think it would do very well for them. Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin Overhaul. This is scheduled for August of 25. Magic Kingdom's attraction will undergo significant upgrades, including a new show scene, updated ride vehicles, and most importantly, guys, the enhanced gameplay with handheld blasters for improved aim and, of course, higher scores. Because whoever you're going on that ride with, you know most of the time you're making a bet on some like a Mickey pretzel or something like that. Whoever gets the higher score is going to get treated to. The enhancements aim to provide a more immersive experience, which I think it will. I think that'll be really cool. Here's a big one. Disney has brought back the free Disney dining plan for almost the entire year of 2025, which is pretty impressive, honestly. They're probably trying to compete with Epic Universe over at Universal. But just to give a quick overlook on what's included here, So for the quick service dining plan, that one is typically for the value or the moderate resource. And that includes two quick service meals per day, one snack, and a refillable resort mug per stay. And then for the more deluxe and the villas, you got the standard dining plan, which includes one table service meal, one quick service meal, and one snack, and of course the refillable mug. Both plans include non-alcoholic beverages, and for guests 21 and over, alcoholic beverages are also included where available. These dates available are from June 29th to September 30th, October 20th to November 1st, and December 6th to December 22nd. To qualify for the free dining plan, you must book a non-discounted four-night, four-day Walt Disney Travel Company package. Stay at select Disney resort hotels, and it has to include the theme park tickets with the park hopper option. Now, guys, like I said, if you need any help booking a trip, my services are 100% free to you. Reach out. But let's jump into what this episode is really about, and that is the Twilight Zone's Tower of Terror.
You are about to embark on a journey where dreams and reality intertwine. In a world where every corner tells a story and every adventure is just a step away, your ears are about to go on a journey of their own, echoing the magic that awaits. You'll find yourself transported to a place where the magic is real. This is Meet Me on Main Street, your guide to the wonders of Disney, from hidden gems to the latest news. Step right up and join us, because your next stop is Main Street.
The Twilight Zone. Possibly one of the most iconic sci-fi shows of all time. We love The Twilight Zone in my house. But if I'm being honest, nobody loved it more than my oldest brother, Mike. I remember trying to sneak into my brother's room when I was a kid, and when he found out I was there, he'd pull out his guitar and start playing the intro of The Twilight Zone, knowing it would lead to me running out of the room screaming. The show debuted in 1959 and ran for five seasons, with of course the iconic mind behind The Twilight Zone, Rod Serling. Back in the late 80s, Disney's MGM Studios was starting to face criticism, being called a half-day park, because it didn't offer as many attractions as visitors expected for a full-day entertainment. This led to a decision to expand the park and add more attractions to enhance the guest experience. Originally, Disney had intentions of featuring a different attraction, an attraction called Museum of the Weird. This concept was envisioned by the Disney legend Mark Davis and was meant to be a walkthrough attraction, filled with odd and whimsical displays. However, the project faced various challenges and was ultimately never built. Disney decided they had to pivot and create a more thrilling and iconic attraction for this area, which then led to the development of the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. It took almost 2.5 years to build, and it stood 199 feet tall. The Tower of Terror ended up opening on July 22, 1994, and it became a huge success and a beloved part of Disney's MGM or Hollywood Studios, incorporating the eerie and mysterious atmosphere inspired by the classic television series. The ride is set in the Hollywood Tower Hotel, a fictional luxury hotel that opened up in the 1930s. The backstory is that on a stormy night, five guests disappeared in an elevator when struck by lightning, leaving the hotel abandoned. Disney had to license the rights for The Twilight Zone to make the ride. They ended up licensing it from CBS, who owned it at the time. The ride hit a max speed of 39 miles per hour and stood 13 stories tall. Originally, it was just one drop, and then it was updated to two, and then eventually three, and now currently, it stands with a randomized set of drops. Rod Serling, the creator of The Twilight Zone, he passed away on June 28, 1975 at the age of 50. He died from complications following an open-heart surgery. Disney wanted to honor Rod Serling's voice for the Tower of Terror attraction. They held auditions, and Mark Silverman was chosen by Serling's widow, Carol. Silverman practiced by reading Serling's scripts and watching his episodes of his show. He recorded the narration, blending his voice with Serling's archival footage, and the process took over several weeks. Disney auditioned hundreds of voice actors for the Tower of Terror narration, but Mark, he was just perfect.
The Tower of Terror has been featured in several Disney parks worldwide. Besides Walt Disney World in Florida, similar attractions are located at Disneyland Paris and Tokyo, and was even located at the one in California as well, but it was then replaced with Guardians of the Galaxy. One of the first times we ever visited Disney as a family and went to MGM, we brought my grandma. At the time, grandma was probably about 80 years old, and my young brothers talked grandma into going on the Tower of Terror. They told her it wasn't that big of a ride, and that she'd be fine. And I just remember her getting off and saying a lot of words you don't normally hear a grandma say. Another fun fact about the TOT is Walt Disney World keeps its minimum wait time at 13 minutes as a fun nod to the supernatural and creepy vibe of the ride. The number 13 is often associated with bad luck, which ties into the haunted theme of the attraction. It's a quirky way to add some eerie charm to this experience. The ride's theming and attention to detail even will extend to the queue, and how Disney plays with numbers and storytelling. Disney is simply the best at this.
The Tower of Terror is undeniably one of the most iconic attractions at Disney World, known for its incredible theming and unforgettable experience. We can only hope that Disney keeps this masterpiece around forever, as it's such a staple of the park. With its legendary theming, amazing merchandise, and honestly being one of my most favorite spots for pin trading, the Tower of Terror will always have a special place in my heart. It's a ride I truly love, and it will always be a must-see for me whenever I'm in the park.
And that's it, guys. I appreciate everyone who listened to this podcast today. It was a quick one. I needed to break the ice and get my first episode out there, but I'm still actively looking for an occasional co-host, and I have some really fun episodes planned. You guys can expect a new episode every Monday, and if you'd like to follow me on social media, I'm on Instagram and TikTok at NostalgicBelv. Belv is B-E-L-V-E, and most of my Disney content is posted on my travel Instagram, which is Belv Books Magic. If you need any help booking a vacation, you can click on the link in the show notes and fill out some questions on giving me some details on where you want to go. Or you can message me on social media or even email me at josephbelvedudo@407vacations. Belvedudo is B-E-L-V-E-D-U-T-O at 407vacations.com. And once again, my vacation planning services are 100% free to you. Guys, if you have the time, leave a rating and a review. It would mean the world to me. But that's it for this week. We'll see you next time on Meet Me on Main Street.